Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, March 28th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody, around the globe, wherever you're tuned in from and listening to us. We appreciate that. We appreciate everything that everyone is doing to keep this call going. And Sue wanted me to let you know that I'm a little under the weather. Have been for, I guess, 3 weeks or so. And it's due to side effects from a certain drug that I'm trying out, and it's not really working out. So hang in there with me tonight. I'm a little low energy, but I'll do my best. We're going to try to shorten the call a little bit, and then I'll get you the information you need in the Intel segment. So that's all teed up, ready to go. So thanks, everybody, for bearing with us tonight. Sue, we're going to pray the call in, and then we'll go to your teaching tonight. But let's pray it in. Lord God, we thank you so much that we are coming into and we are in this holy week this week. We have a really good reason to be thankful, many reasons to be thankful. And now we look to you to for us to celebrate the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that that is appropriated unto us by faith, because that's what's needed to have this relationship one-on-one with Jesus Christ. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Bring this blessing home. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a time when we look to hear what you have found and prepared for us in the way of a teaching tonight. So we're looking forward to hearing it.
Well, I think this will be a very profound opportunity. It's my intention to deepen on the following, and this is called praying and receiving answers. And I'm going to dedicate this to everything that matters and all of that love, and to everyone that I've had the opportunity to know and connect with, and everyone that is listening to these words tonight. There are two things involved when it comes to completing the prayer process. The process consists of praying and then receiving answers to prayer. I've told many people on countless occasions that we focus mainly on praying and leaving the receiving part to God. The truth of the matter is that we should be in charge of both praying and receiving the answers to our prayer. The scripture reveals it this way. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. When you study the scripture carefully, you will notice that it talks about desire, prayer, and receiving, prayer. We are the ones to pray. When we desire something, we are the ones to pray. Prayer is our responsibility. Nobody will do it for us. That is why we must not be slack in prayer. Answer. God is the one that answers our prayer. It is His responsibility to answer our prayers. Receiving answers. Then there is the part of receiving answers to prayer. Many people are unaware that answers must be received. The Bible clearly shows us how to receive answers. Receiving answers to prayer is our responsibility. It is not God's responsibility. It is our responsibility to make sure that we have received are answers to prayer. How? Let us read again. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, and then in italics, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. For better clarity, let us read the English Standard Version. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. What it doesn't say, the scripture doesn't say that believe that you will receive. A lot of people read it as such. You're not believing that you will receive. That's hope. We're dealing with faith here. What does it say? What does it say? The scripture says, believe that you have received. Believe that you have already received it, and then you will receive it. That is the proper way to receive. After prayer, know that you already have it. Know that it is a spiritual reality, and then it will become a physical reality. God, praying, and receiving. You see, when it comes to God and praying, what is available, we must understand that it is already available, and God is not withholding anything from us. People pray what they know is the will of God and still think God is not answering them. It is not God who is not answering. We are the ones who are not receiving. I'll share another key in the next chapter, but let's take a look at these scriptures in the book of Matthew. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son and bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Here we clearly see that God is a good God. He's not denying us any good thing. We also see that whoever asks him receives from him. It settles the matter. God is not withholding any good thing from his children when they ask. He gives to them. God has released your answer. It is already available. Celebrate. It is well with you. Let us move on to the next key. When it happens that you know God is not the problem and that you will manifest your ideal answered prayer. And that's our teaching for tonight on the power of choosing to receive.
That's good, Sue. That's a really important teaching about believing as you ask, having faith when you ask for something. But what happens is we don't always receive what we ask for right then. We've all prayed for this RV to come in, to come through. God is bringing it in his own time. But we don't have it yet, but it's in the ether and it's ours. So it's not like you can pray believing and it automatically manifests right now. It's not how it works. Sometimes you get a relatively fast answer to prayer, and sometimes it takes time. And that's where our patience comes in. That's why we've had to have patience for this blessing to come through for us. So it's really important to pray believing. Yes, we're adding our faith to our requests. And God is going to bring about an answer to our prayer. Sometimes it's immediate. Sometimes it takes a while. Beyond that, it's faith that means the most to God. It's our faith. It's our belief. It's our trust in Him that makes the big difference. That's what we're looking to exhibit. And beyond that, yes, if we ask for a piece of bread, God's not going to turn around and give us a stone, not His nature. And His nature is, you know, like for us, neither should a parent, when a child is asking for something to eat, give him something else. It's a great example. That the scriptures were beautiful in exhibiting, you know, God's nature and therefore what our nature should be as we try to do what God does in our lives. Beyond that, this is just such an important time this season, coming up to Resurrection Sunday in 3 days. It's just an amazing time for us to sit and reflect on the blessings of God. And believe me, this big blessing that we're all waiting for is coming in. We know it by faith, but it's not here yet. I'll have more to exhibit on that in my Intel segment. But thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I thought it was very good and appropriate for this time or any time. Bob, what would you say to this point of prayer and faith and how that's involved in it?
Well, thank you, Bruce, and thank you for bringing up this wonderful weekend that's to come for all of us,
yep.
This blessed time. And Sue, thank you for once again, you know, showing us a doorway. And that's the way I look at your teaching, Sue. It's like you are helping to show a doorway that is leading to discoveries. And then you're showing us how to open the doorway and to go through and see what's on the other side and to expect really wonderful things. And I really love this teaching, which is once again showing us a place to go where we can explore and expand. And I found myself in my own prayers while you were talking, and for me, I was like, okay, if I want to receive, what do I want? I want to pray for my faith expanding, getting bigger and bigger, and that my beliefs in God and myself for the creation of wondrous gifts is growing larger. And I want to pray for a deeper connection with God and awareness of that connection as the answer, as the request, the gift is given. And I found myself doing this arm circle exercise, big circles with your arms showing the size of the blessings that I'm willing to receive, and then also imagining this kind of V-shaped portal, almost like a giant funnel above my head, which is a portal of reception for the manifestation of the prayers. And then I remembered someone once saying, don't hesitate to look behind you, because sometimes the greatest gifts, the greatest answers are not right in front of you, but they're everywhere, and you have to look in all 360 degrees sometimes to see it. And so I was imagining this motion of half circles and twisting my body with my arms outstretched and looking all the way behind me and then twisting in the other direction and seeing everything as I twist, watching and looking for the gift, for the answer. And then it came to me, what would it be like if I saw myself as worthy? Like, what would it look like if I was to draw a picture of myself? And it would be with my arms outstretched in reception with a big smile. And then I was like, then I would sit and take time and imagine all the details of what I would look like if I was in complete belief and faith of receiving the answers. So I would be sitting in this wonderful space and showing with my physicality and my smile and my thoughts and my electromagnetic projection that I'm willing and ready to receive. And then further envisioning, like imagining this beautiful sparkling white light that's pouring down from heaven through this portal I've imagined, that's then filling my body with the light of God, and knowing that I have with that light the birthright to envision the very highest expression related to my prayer, to my desire, not just some part of it or what I might be able to imagine, but the very highest that God has to give from the scope, you know, of the infinite possibilities within this massive field of all possibility that he created.
Wow, Bob. Jeez. So beautiful.
Thank you, Bob. That was quite expressive. Thank you. Sue, you have a final comment on the teaching?
I do. And I'm going to play Bob's role, just being carried away by what both of you said. But I brought this out because it's so important to be in that union that Bob was capturing so beautifully of what would you be experiencing and really knowing, not just asking from your head, but from your whole being, what would the answered prayer look like? And it's so much about what would your energy, what would the feeling inside of you be? Instead of just looking at the physical object or looking at, you know, what you would see or something that's like a goal outside of you, it's going to be about the experience you have with the answered prayer. So I'm just going to say very quickly, the thing that I experienced that to me, I told Bruce and I told a couple of other friends, this was the most miraculous day of my life. And it wasn't because I got a brand new car or a big house or the 800 number. It was because I was able to know what I thought of as the future for humanity, in that everywhere I went, from the minute I opened my eyes to being on this call, was resonating with people that were my answered prayer. The depth of love, the joy, the connection. And ever since I was a little girl, my biggest dream was to walk outside of the house and see people smiling and connecting and being happy and friendly. And I got to live, create, work, and share in one big flowing river of that peak experience. And I said, let this go out and let me be able to describe this on the big call, that you can literally be in bliss and joy. And that's what we have to do. I like what you said, Bob, about believing but moving into knowing that we can actually leave survival, that you can actually live in happiness, that you can actually know a peak state that can last for an entire day and be reflected back to you as people looking at you with wonder, looking at them with wonder, feeling like your heart is open, walking in peace. You can have that. That is, to me, more than any material thing, to walk this earth, to be in flow, and to be engaged, and to love the people you're living your life with, to love your day. That is the answered prayer. So that's why I picked this teaching.
That's good, Sue. It was a really good teaching, and I appreciate the fact that you had a wonderful, bliss-filled day. Definitely strong. Okay, Sue, that was great. Let's get into what we do on Thursday nights, which is see if we have any prayer requests. So if you would, let's check that.
We have.
Okay.
Just a plethora of prayer requests.
Mm.
Let me see. We're going to start with, let's see. I'm not going to count them so that everybody just stay with us. So let's, everybody, just take a moment. And because we have a number of prayer requests, this is going to require a number of people with the opportunity to open your heart, flood your heart with Christ, and share your love. So it's like watering a plant, like taking care of a child. This is an opportunity that is going to grow your power in Christ. And so for our first person, we're going to pray for Chelsea, who's the mother of three small children, to be cured from thyroid cancer. And so Chelsea and Ron, we're seeing that the entire family is able to speak about the prayer that went out and around Chelsea with the power of millions of people praying for her and with the purity and the power and the glory of Christ to surround her and to pull every possible solution to her, including the med beds, including the right doctors. Every frequency that she needs to be completely healed is now surrounding her, and especially in her sleep, so that you can tell her during her sleep time to practice the answered prayer. She's already received it. She contemplates it. And she's thinking about only the reality that she wishes to experience as healed in Jesus' name. And we say amen. And let's see, it's going to take me a minute. Okay. Okay, not that one. That wasn't a prayer request. Bear with me. This is for a son, Connor, by Jody. And he's in the second week of basic training for the Coast Guard at the U.S. Coast Guard Training Center. Prayer that he stay strong and make it through. So, nice late one. And we're going to pray for Connor and just see that all the strength, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically of Christ, a download of everything that he needs to be at his best, and that he remembers this time as receiving, Jody, if you can mention it, that, you know, millions of people were praying for him and that your love reached out and got this prayer brought to him, and ask him to describe what that's like to receive that kind of love coming from a community, and imagine a world where he succeeds and he goes forward and he remembers this day, Thursday, March 28th, as the day he did well, and will always carry that in his heart and pay it forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Please pray for Valerie's family. She lost her husband on March 7th, and she knows that she's going to make it through. And we know what that's like. A lot of us, a lot of people that we know, have lost loved ones, and it's just a very tender and valuable time, because it lets you know that you have loved so deeply. And please honor your heart, Valerie, for the love you have for your husband, for being able to experience that love, to know yourself as love, and to know that all of us that are sharing in your loss are sending you the love, the infinite love that is always there and that will never leave you. In Jesus and all of us caring for you, may you be surrounded in peace, in tender, deep knowing that you're cared for eternally, and that all that love is inside of you, and all of that love is growing even more. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's another. That's the most prayer requests we've had.
In quite a while.
This is Marilee Folk. That's all I'm going to say. And that Marilee is going through a very difficult divorce. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that know what that's like. And she's moved four times. She's in a rental home. It's a long, long story. So we're seeing Marilee. And Marilee, if you don't mind, I'm going to pull in anybody that's going through separation, the contentious separation, divorce, even the memory of divorce. And we ask that that memory and that stress and that trauma be dissolved by the contemplation of the deepest love you've ever known, which is the love inside your heart and the love you have for Christ. And if you just contemplated and just spent time being with Christ and feeling that love that could heal every wound, every part of you, that could heal every memory for anybody that's gone through a divorce or lost their trust in people, you would be healing not only your heart, but you would be healing the world. And that's where we all really need to be, is in a deeper relationship and in a deep and profound bond with the love that Christ is inside of us. And by doing that and feeling that and practicing that, all the love of Christ's universe is going to come back to you and flood you, so that that's the only thing you'll see. That's the only thing you'll see, and that's the only thing you'll experience. Because what you're putting your attention on is the thing that you create, and you have received your answered prayer, because we're praying for you, we're seeing you happy, we're seeing you never again making the same choices, and we see you free in a new life and in love and happiness. In Jesus' name, amen. I think we have two more. Three. Oh, nope, not that one. Sorry. Last one. This is for D, and D is experiencing lightheaded spasms in her arms, shoulder, and her neck. She came home very ill last night, and she believes it's the effect of 5G. So we're going to pray for the release. Watch this. This is going to be a big one. The release of naming. It's normal to be analytical, but naming that it's coming from a source that maybe we've heard different things about the 5G towers becoming healing towers, haven't we now, Bruce?
Yes, so, we have.
So we're going to start to just stop giving power to anything outside of ourselves.
That's right.
And just focus on all the power you have in Christ and bring that power back into your mind, your heart, your body, your spirit, and realize I am the power of Christ healing me now. And the more you can be in that power and concentrate on that living light, the more that living light is going to move through your cells, heal you, end your dizziness, concentrate in a form of healing, and literally relive, reform, re-energize a healing that is possible through your cells. Your cells are receiving where and how you're giving your power to anything else but the power of the light of Christ in you. So we see you, D, being filled with light, concentrating on the light, running an experiment. How did I get so healed in Christ so quickly? And then writing in to tell us. In Jesus' name, amen. And finally, let's everybody get ready to close this circle with a prayer for Bruce. Can we see Bruce surrounded and filled with the most powerful healing he's ever received, so that tonight he's able to know that all of the listeners have tripled 10 times their healing prayers for all of these prayers that we've done, and then concluding so that they amplified to land on him, the person that's created the call, and to fill him from head to toe so that every particle of his multidimensional Christ field is completely sealed in the strength and the power and the glory of a healed and rejuvenated and revived self. And he wakes up tomorrow morning and he says, I can't believe it. All of these aggregate prayers, that's the experience. That's his answered prayer. How did I get such an immediate recovery with Christ and with all these people, all of this power coming together to be overlighting me while I sleep and to wake up so rejuvenated? That is his focus for this evening. Hold that that's what he's saying. Hold that he's seeing it. And we say thank you for the answered prayer, knowing that he's gotten very specific about receiving it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sue. That special prayer. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for adding your faith to it. Let the healed of the Lord say so. And I'm saying so. Okay, Sue, thank you for that. Extremely good. Now, can we move into your segment, which will tell us what you're doing and what is about to happen from your point of view?
What is about to happen? I mean, a lot of that is up to us, right? It's a lot of us are moving out of the ordinary and into the extraordinary. And I'm very excited, incredibly excited, to announce, and this will be going out, Podsters. When will it be going? It's going to be going out as a written format on Monday. I'm announcing, in case this gets delayed, because I have, believe it or not, I have people that say, when's the next class?
Yep.
This is for ordinary people that want to achieve non-ordinary lives and results. And it's called, for the curious people, the non-obvious path. How to learn and live what others haven't dared believe possible. And it's 7 science and Christ-based approaches to making sure that you are living in the highest expression. You're going to have all this money, but you wouldn't believe, this is from me working with, I've worked with very wealthy clients in the past. They had tons of money. They were Christ-based, but they weren't happy. They weren't fulfilled. And why was that? Because they didn't know how to structure, how to get out of their past. They just kept doing the same things over and over again. They were doing too much. They weren't caring for themselves. They didn't know about the miracle of their nervous system. They didn't know how to get out of habits and relationships with time, with their health. And if you don't know those things, you're going to be walking as if you took your... You're going to be walking as if you went into a cheap gas station bathroom and came out with a piece of toy. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Came out with- I can't believe you're saying that.
It's really, really
good. Toilet paper stuck on your shoe? You're going there?
Got you energized. That's a miracle right there. It's already working. Okay, so we know it works. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you one of the concepts. And this is for people that are curious, that are deep, and want to do things that aren't ordinary. That's why we're calling it the non-obvious path. This is for people that want to go beyond what most people think, okay, I'm going to have a lot of money, but they're kind of like, they're not in a peak state. They're not in happiness. They're not in joy. They have a crowded life. They have a lot of money and they don't have enough time. Think about if that resonates with you. And then check this part out. This is for your life. And then making sure you're surrounded with people that are living in a peak state. And here's the concept. And a good friend said, and I'm going to register, Bob, you'll like this. A lot of it, for a lot of people, and I'm close to this community, is about transforming, and it'll be happening around us, your work ethic. And what if you could transform your work ethic to an engaged ethic? Trademarking it. The engaged ethic. What is your peak engaged ethic? And what if, and I live this today, literally 100%. Now, I practice this every day, but I'm going to show you. This is science and Christ-centered If you practice it every day, you're going to be erasing, and you're going to be walking in an energy, an awareness, a consciousness of Christ, where you can be in big meetings. I was. You can leave those meetings and you can create your own, whatever you're creating. You can be with people and you're just flowing in Christ and joy and meaning and happiness and awe all at once. All at once. I hope you can feel that I'm telling you my authentic, amazing, I literally said this was the most important day of my life, because that, to me, is everything. It's not your house. It's your experience of life. And you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't know that you want to be living in that Christ energy and peak love, and having deep conversations that make you cry. I had two conversations that literally made me cry from the connection and the depth. I got a text, and they're listening. I'm not going to say their names. That was so filled with love. What if you could have all this money? What if you could have, like, the most, like, everyone you went and saw, their eyes lit up to see you. What if there was just love and joy and warmth and even, I mean, I didn't have even one iota of a situation show up. And it's like that a lot of the time. Anybody, Bruce knows me, a couple of other people know me, they could send me texts and say, I know that about you. It literally can be your reality. To me, that's the most important reality ever, ever, ever. And if you get that, and what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through 7 strategies and tips in 4 days. You're going to be able to design the inner science of being in a peak Christ state. The inner science of what that is, Christ-centered, and what that feels like, and what you're going to do every day, so that as you're walking through this new part of your life, you're going to be able to know and move and redesign what creates the highest alignment and value. And yes, it's going to highlight who feels worthy, as Bob said. Who feels worthy of a very light-filled, strong, non-judgmental, let everybody be where everybody wants to be, but I choose to experience peace and bliss and this feeling of, I'm trying to remember, it was like I was watching myself and I'm telling you my experience, I couldn't believe the depth of the engagement with my spirit and the joy. And I just kept saying thank you all day long. All day long. I was watching this energy moving through me and just moving with it and letting go into it. And I can show you how to do that. What are the practices that are going to get you out of a crowded, unhealthy, unhealed, past-driven, this is what I know, state? Into, I can't wait to live in that kind of freedom and love and ease, yet be able to be very, doing a lot, And how many of you right now are going, oh my God, I can't believe it. Could I really do that? Is that an anomaly? It's true. I can show you the science of why it's true, but most people, that's why it's called How to Learn and Live What Others Haven't Dared to Experience, because most likely you're not around people that know that. You have to be really curious, and you have to be bold to say, where are these people that are living this peak experience, and how do I get around them, and how do I make my life based on living the highest Christ light that I can in service, but surrounded with people that are in joy and happiness and are not just have a lot of money and going through the motions and in their head and cut off from this light and love of Christ that is there for you to experience. So, here's the details. Starts Tuesday, April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All you have to do is send an email, Podsters, if you're listening and you're interested, just say non-obvious. That's the code. Non-obvious, I'm in. And then just put your telephone, your name, and that you have Zelle, and you'll be registered for the class. Now, if the numbers come out, the class will not be happening. The class will not be happening. But this class is designed for people that, let me give you an example, and then we'll be done. This is for people that may be coming out of corporate environments and may be habituated to a little bit of too much hardcore, task-focused, over-responsibility, and they may be like, okay, I can't wait to do my project, but they're coming at it with a kind of a serious nature. There's a lot. Most people are like that. They don't know how to get into this state that they're going to learn in this class that's going to take them out of their linear left brain and balance it with their right brain, because most people have only been in a competitive environment, achievement environment. They don't know what it's like to be in a surrendered space to the right energy that you want. Unless you have your I can'ts removed, all these new areas of your life can't really open up. And I've done this for 31 years, and I've watched burnt out people, CEOs, all these people move into a state where they're moving in grace, essentially. They're moving in grace. But you can't describe it. And it's something that as you practice it, you're going to get so good at. And then you're going to want to surround yourself with people that are good at it. And then your life gets in a stronger spiral. And I know that Bob knows Dr. David Hawkins, Power versus Force. He was a psychologist that studied the different levels of consciousness and awareness. And so most people are at a very, even if you're going to have a lot of money, they're still in that work ethic instead of engaged ethic. They're still in survival and fear and surrounded by people. And this is going to show you how to design it so that you have an environment and you have the skills that will be very simple, very gentle, simple, but very powerful to help you shift into having this money, doing great things, but being in a peak, flow, easy, non-ordinary approach to your life. And the most important piece, is that you're going to want this for the whole world. That's how you know you've been successful. If you're experiencing such an amazing experience, you're going to say, like I did, I wish everyone could know this, which is why I'm introducing this class. Once you know it, it's like riding a bike. You will never forget it, and it's a repeatable thing. So please, if you're interested in going beyond the obvious to the non-obvious, how to learn and live what others haven't even dared, that means you're going to have to go past what you believe is possible in a Christ-centered and scientific way. Please send us an email, and the class will be starting on Tuesday. And thank you for all the people that responded to our private coaching. That is filled up for now. We have a waiting list. So this is a $150 investment that we designed for people that want to get the momentum of a group. There's momentum one-on-one. That's a one kind of momentum. And then others that are listening to this, to be in a group of people that are going to be expressing what it's been like to be in the RV. That needs to be cleared. And then going forward into this new way of life, it's going to be a very, very powerful experiential program. So join us. I hope that captures a few people's imagination. And we'll see you on Tuesday if that's possible. There will not be a class. If numbers come out, there will not be a class. So that's it for me tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And we'll see what we can do to keep that class from happening. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Thank you very much, Sue, for that information. All right. Bob, this has been a great day for you. Let's see what else happens in terms of what you have to offer. We always love testimonials and any research. Tell us what's happening. Tell us what we can benefit from.
Sure. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, congratulations. That class sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Thank you,
hopefully,
Bob.
Hopefully you won't do it. But
no.
I feel very torn about that. I'm not kidding. It's like, how does it keep coming through? But thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, maybe afterwards, if it doesn't have to happen, you could go ahead and just kind of make a audio, presentation about the techniques. And then
yes.
You can maybe release it on BitChute or Rumble or something like that.
I know, Bob. You're so good. I know you want to. It's so fun. Thank you, Bob. No, I know you're such a love. Thank you.
You're welcome. So listen to this, Sue. This is a woman who's 79 years old, and she sent our first ever testimonial about Myotrol. Now, for people that haven't heard about this yet, Myotrol is a brand new product that is exclusive to Boomers Forever Young, and it's for the purpose of helping people of any age build muscle, have more energy, and have more motivation. It's not protein powder. It's actually a product that's stimulating your genetic expression. And here's a lady who said the following, the first testimonial we got. I am 79 years young, and I go to the gym 5 days a week. Today is my second day of taking Myotrol. I felt different as I worked out this morning. I can't quite determine specifics, but I can say I felt more vibrant, stronger, and somewhat sassy. I'm excited to see other improvements as I get more of this product into my body. Bring it on. Thank you, Boomers. She has a big heart at the end of it.
I like that, bring it on.
Isn't that great? Yeah. So that's what Myotrol does for people. Doesn't matter what age you are. next thing you know, you're sassy and it's like, bring it on.
Sassy, and, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
And so, you know, I also, later in the day, I was talking to somebody that it has been using the product for 4 days. And he had not felt anything for the first 3 days. He's like, you know, I'm just going to take it. Maybe it takes a couple weeks, whatever. And then on the fourth day, he said it really kicked in. And what happened was he had this super productive day. He was up at 4:30 in the morning, went for a run, was very organized, got all kinds of things done on his to-do list before he went to the gym to work out, which he just breezed through. He said prior to that, he'd been kind of dragging himself to the gym, wasn't all that motivated, but now he felt super motivated, came back from the gym, added to his to-do list, and just cruised through the day. He said he felt very, very energetic, but with no jitters, and he felt very focused. He kept saying that over and over. I just felt really focused. And that, we know, comes from the expression of the gene that gives rise to your brain-derived nootropic factor, BDNF, which is like a molecule of motivation. It's a bridging molecule that transforms a thought into action. So for every movement that we make, everything we get up to do, there's first a thought, and the BDNF is what triggers our muscles to move to execute what we thought of doing. And we know that people that are taking Myotrol elevate their BDNF, amongst many other things. But those were the first two testimonials. Also, you know, just me talking with Larry and watching him over the last few days, because he's been taking the pills now that they're here. And all of a sudden, he started to look stronger. Like, I noticed he was walking different. He was just like, his chest was out and his shoulders were back. And he was just walking with like this purposeful, you know, stride. And I mentioned it to him, and he goes, yeah, I feel stronger now that I've been taking those pills for a few days. And
awesome.
So that's what people have to look forward to. And I also got other testimonials too, Bruce. This is one that came in from a woman that says, and she's talking about Boomer Boost. Boomer Boost is my second lifeline. God is my first, and I'm sure you know that. And then she got these prayer answers. She says, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I really appreciate you all for the best products that we can trust.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then
great.
Another one. This person sent in a picture of the products they're using that's on their kitchen counter. It looks like Boomer Boost, barley, lignans, and probiotics. And she says, I've been on these products for over 2 months, and I can't be happier with the result. My inflammation has started to disappear. My energy level has been better every day. Thank you. And I recommend your products to anyone that is a baby boomer.
That's great.
And this is the last one. And this is about the Gladiator barley. And this another woman is saying, this is a master muscle builder. Even at 81 years old, you can rebuild all of your muscles. Thank you. Say, wait till she also gets her Myotrol, Bruce.
Yeah.
And is taking the Gladiator barley with the Myotrol. It's going to be amazing. But,
so good, Bob.
Yeah, so, Bruce, I also want to say that we started a new sale today, like at around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Yep, this was a sale that was Larry's idea. We were talking about collagen one day and how it goes so well with vitamin C, because vitamin C helps the peptides get converted into, you know, proteins, the collagen proteins, and how it's building your body. And then we were talking about how stress can wreak havoc on your body and catabolize it. And so Larry was saying, well, why don't we give people a special price on the combo of the collagen peptides, vitamin C, and then give them something for their stress for free. So that's what we did. We created a sale that is a discount when you buy collagen and vitamin C together. You get this great discount, and then you get your ashwagandha for free. And this this is a savings of more than $50.
Yeah.
And it's real easy to find. Just go to the website, click the on sale. It's the only thing on sale right now, so you can't miss it. Just click products on sale. Boom, there it is. It'll show you the picture of the collagen and the vitamin C. Click on it.
Okay.
And then once you put the collagen and vitamin C in your cart, you'll get a pop-up that says, add my free ashwagandha. And you just click that, and now it's all set to go. And so for people, you know, tomorrow, Friday is usually a busy day. And so what I would suggest, if people want to take advantage of this, and this is, you know, going to be while supplies last kind of thing, and a bunch of us are going to be busy tomorrow at the office, Bruce, because we're receiving a truckload from Canada of all our new barley and lignans and probiotics.
Right.
Yep. And so we're going to be receiving that truck, and it's going to take us all day to get it, you know, into
offloaded
areas.
Yep.
And so if you're interested in that sale, if you possibly can, do it online. Go online and place your order online. And if you need to call, please leave a message. So we might pick up the call right away, but if we don't, we'll call you back, you know, right in the order the calls were received. And worst case scenario, if it gets super busy, we might not call you back till Monday, but we will call everybody back that leaves a message. And so don't just call, and if we don't pick up, just hang up the phone, because that doesn't register for us to call you back, right? So all you have to do is leave a quick message that says, hey, give me a call back. It's, you know, it's Joe, it's Susan, and I want to get that sale, or anything you want to get. You don't have to be calling about the sale. Say, please call me back. I want to get an order in, and here's my phone number, right? And then we will call you back. And the system works really well, Bruce. It was designed for that type of thing. RingCentral, the company, designed this to be able to handle lots of calls, because they know that calls go in spurts. You might be on the phone for two straight hours, and then the phone doesn't ring. And so what do? You call back the people that left a message while you were really super busy. Because they know it's the time of day, whatever it is, where calls come in bursts. So just be sure to leave a message so that we know that you're interested, and we can give you a call back. If you're not available when we call back, we'll leave you a message. And I do that with people all the time, Bruce. You know, someone wants to speak to me, and I call them. They're out to lunch, they're at dinner, whatever it is, busy, they're not done with work yet. So I leave them a message, they call back, and eventually we hook up. Sometimes it might take a couple of days because people have busy schedules. So, do that and take advantage of that sale. And the time, Bruce, is 10:08.
Thank you, Bob. Excellent. That sounds like a really good sale. I love it, because you can get your collagen, your vitamin C at a sale price and get the ashwagandha thrown in for free. Kind of like a $50 or so savings on that. That's awesome. So how do you get to the sale? How do you get to Boomers? Go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. You click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. And you can go through, like he said, it's the only combination that's on, the only product combo that's on sale. Drop down the on sale page, the menu, and you'll be able to click on it and order that. And then, like he said, the drop down, add my ashwagandha for free. and then do that, you can get that deal. It's a great deal right now. Good thing. Anyway, put your orders in online. That's the way to go. And that will work beautifully for you guys. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. That was cool. A lot of cool testimonials on the Myotrol. And then, of course, we're looking forward to getting all that in. It's going to take a little while to get that back in. But we'll use what we have, which is the, you know, Boomer Boost and Barley combination, along with the lignans, premium probiotics, everything else that we have right now. Use it. And then when the old Myotrol gets back in, we'll be ordering that up big time. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that so much. Let's get into the intel. This is short and sweet. We got a lot of information this afternoon to tell us where we are, and that's what we all want to know. First of all sanctions with one of our U.S. banks were dropped by Iraq. We dropped sanctions on a Iraqi bank about 3 or 4 days ago. Those were dropped. Everything's clear from that point of view. Iraq has a new rate on their CBI rate, and it's very good. And they should be bringing out the international rate on the Iraqi dinar Sunday, Easter Sunday. So that's a good thing to look forward to. Remember we told you that Super Whales had received their emails. Whales had received their emails last Friday. They did get access. Some of them have had access to their funds already. But the total number of regular bondholders will not be complete until noon Easter Sunday. And we're getting that from our contact at Santander Bank, Banco Santander. And so that's good. And remember, we're to go right on the heels of the Tier 3 bondholders. So nothing's going to happen for us this weekend. We know Redemption Center staff is starting to go in on Monday to take appointments for us. And on Tuesday, bigger staff is going in, and we expect that to be our day to start exchanges. So we're looking to get notified Monday, set appointments Monday, and start on Tuesday with our exchanges. So they have pushed us all the way to April 1st and 2nd. That appears to be where we are, start of the new quarter. Past Easter, so Resurrection Day will be a day we can celebrate that and not get involved with anything else other than Resurrection Day this weekend. So that's what we're looking at right now, is no change in what, well, we did think we were going to get this before Easter. We were told they were trying to do it. Get it done. But we have to wait for these regular Tier 3 bondholders to complete. And we're told they're going to complete by around noon on Easter Sunday. So we're just looking forward to getting notified Monday and starting on Tuesday. That's it. That appears to be where we are right now. And we'll have new rates out. That Iraq is going to put out their international rate on their dinar on Sunday, on Easter Sunday. Oh, here's another thing. The Rodriguez Trust, the one that has more or less a depth that it seems like it's unlimited depth, that is being released Easter Sunday along with the St. Germain Trust. St. Germain is going to fund JASARA, that global effort, and the Rodriguez Trust is going to fund North and South America. Okay, that's what that's going to do. And both of those are being released on Sunday. So there'll be plenty of money coming out from that that we'll take advantage of and we'll be able to receive as part of our exchanges. So that, I think, is what everybody wanted to know. Rates are going to be great. Don't worry about that. Just for those of you who are dinar holders, Iraqi dinar, we're supposed to be given the contract rate on dinar, which is tied to the price of oil per barrel. Now, they didn't say whether it's North Sea Brent crude or whether it's West Texas Intermediate crude, but either one is going to be a winner. So if you want to track that to see what that rate's going to be, go ahead. I believe it is tied to North Sea Brent crude. Okay, at least the last time we checked on it, that's what it was supposed to be tied to. And that's what the Iraqi dinar for the contract rate, for only those who go to the redemption centers, would be able to get. And they're supposed to offer it to us. And that's good. We don't have to ask for it. They should offer it. That's kind of neat. Let's see. Better, other than that, things are moving along very well for us. Iraq, the stage is cleared. We're all set to get that thing moving now, finally. It seems like everything is in place. We don't expect any more false flags. And I think we're all set to start. Also, R&R is supposed to kick in the first week of April. Let's hope that comes in. And increase in Social Security is supposed to start in April. So those are two really good things we're looking forward to. As well as, of course, the 800 numbers coming for us on April 1st. So let's see what that looks like. Let's set appointments and let's start exchanges on the 1st so we can go in to the redemption center starting the 2nd. The public has obviously moved back at least to the probably 8th or 9th of April. People that don't use the toll-free number and aren't aware of the big call for some reason. I don't know how that can happen, but that's what it is. And the so-called public will start about a week after we start our exchanges. All right? I want everybody to have a wonderful Easter weekend, Resurrection Day, Sunday. Have a wonderful time celebrating. And this is a big time for us. And we look forward to everything going right afterwards, literally the day after when we get our numbers. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited about this thing moving forward and going in that direction. And I just think the class that Sue is talking about, believe it or not, hopefully won't happen, but you can go ahead and send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And say, I'm in. And in the subject line, non-something. Anyway, guys, I'm really not quite there, as you guys can tell the last few weeks. Not quite all there. But you know what to send. And just put your, phone number and your name in the body of the email that let her know you take Zelle. Send her that email and she'll know what you're talking about. All right, that's it for tonight. I'm going to pray us out. Lord God, thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. Thank you for this beautiful Resurrection Sunday and this opportunity that we have to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all that you have done and what you're continuing to do right now. And we thank you for making everything available to us with this new blessing that is coming in. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We just want to acknowledge everybody that's been listening for these many years out there in Big Call Universe. Thank you for everybody that's been happening for us, like Sue and Bob and GCK behind the scenes, and everything that Jeannie is doing, and Pastor Scott, everybody behind the scenes, the satellite team, what they've done to get this call out to so many nations, so many people. Thank you for everything that everybody has done in the way of providing intel for us. And we just thank you and bless you, and we love you. And thanks, everybody, that with all normality, this should be the last big call. If the information we have holds up, it's always conditional, but if it holds up, and we get started with numbers Monday, we should be in a whole new ball game on Monday, Tuesday. All right? Well, thanks, everybody, so much. I appreciate you. And God bless you. Take care. We'll see you. Have a great Easter weekend.